listening to Fakeologists Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologists.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologists.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Are you heavy, you mate? I'm on my phone up, so hopefully you can hear me anyway, pal.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine morning?
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Monday, March 18th, 2019, at the year of our Lord. I thought I'd come into the audio chat because I see you're serving drinks at this early hour. You're not here yet?
No. I was recently just checking out the events on fakeologist.com, seeing what the aftermath was, and just perusing Discord app. So, yeah, good morning to you, and a happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you and yours. Yeah, it's lots going on. I put the New Zealand hoax mosque. All right, let me tag it correctly because I'm using tags now. Hashtag NZ Mosque. I put the snuff video that the intelligence agencies created to make it look real on FakeTube. And FakeTube is hosted on automatic Jetpack WordPress server. And, of course, like everyone else, I don't read the service. I didn't read them. I admit it. I didn't even see them. I'm sure they flashed by me and they expect you to read 500 pages. Check yes.
Yes, it's run like politics. Yeah. Remember these bills that are passed overnight? You know, I think they have the same. I think they just tick the box on the last page.
Hey, you got that right. The Patriot Act, 3,000 pages, signed on December 31st, 2001 to completely, or maybe that was the NDAA. I don't remember the bills anymore. Anyway, the point is that after about 10,000 hits over a couple of days, that's for...
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams,
I have a plan. And speaking of support, Elizabeth W. sent a healthy donation into the Fakeologist site. I really appreciate that, Elizabeth W. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you have a user ID on Fakeologist, and I don't know.
Well, you know that is that's one of your oldest listeners. That's our queen, Elizabeth Windsor. Our queen.
Yeah. Queen. I don't give out last names. I'm just using the initial W. Yeah, that's Regina. Yeah, the Queen sent some quid in. So, thank you, Regina. No, I don't know, but if it's a female, as the name implies, then we'd be happy to hear from. We love females. Females are a little more sensitive to this kind of harsh reality, and they don't tend to stay. I don't know if it's because I'm a harsh male, but I won't be changing anytime soon. But women don't have a high tolerance for this nonsense that we talk about. And, of course, we talk about media fakery because we believe that most of these events, if not all of them, are completely staged, and they're very, very negative. And I didn't even want to post the New Zealand
They're at least 100% controlled. Like everybody can agree on that. They're controlled. From the moment it hits our screen, it's controlled.
Exactly. Your mic sounds pretty good, by the way.
Got a new one for you there, my mate.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, you have a thick accent, and I was listening to the No Agenda show, and they were complaining about the Kiwi accent. Apparently there's some Kiwi people talking now since New Zealand is at the top of the news. And Adam and John were complaining, I can't understand this Kiwi guy. And they were really, I thought it wasn't a terribly thick accent, but yeah, you need a good mic, you got a good mic, I appreciate it because you do a lot of audio chats. Appreciate. But again, I didn't want to post the New Zealand snuff video. I thought, I don't like watching people being killed, even if it's a simulation. Most people don't like that. I don't like seeing people die. I've seen what I thought were snuff films back in the 70s and 80s, and they're really hard to see because, of course, camcorders or video cameras in the 70s and 80s were really low quality, and see these snuff films that were 80th generation, you know how people used to copy VHS tapes, and by the time you got the copy, it was terrible, terrible quality.
Yeah, I remember the tapes. I might not have been watching snuff films, but I was definitely watching things that were not available in the shops.
Yeah, so I didn't want to post this thing, but I did anyway, and I thought maybe WordPress is looking at videos. Obviously, I'm guessing that someone flagged it. I don't think they watch every video, but somebody probably flagged it, and then that was the end of that. But I do have a few videos on FakeTube that YouTube has banned, but YouTube is banning everything, and WordPress has not come after us for that. And again, I don't like hosting sites. The only good thing about a hosting site is people can it's easier for people to see the video. But I use a thing called Resilio Sync, which is just a peer-to-peer piece of software which is free, and it doesn't use a server. And all that does is there's no server. It's just software that you can pay for, which I do for the premium version. And all it does is it shares the file amongst the people that have the link and serves it up from your computer. So that's why I leave my computer on, obviously, and my computer will serve it to you. You click the link. And if you leave it on your computer will also help serve the if someone else wants it. So the more people that have it on their computer, the faster someone else can get it. And I serve all the videos that I save off my server. I have 100 gigabytes worth of videos I've saved over the years. Some of them are, I've deleted a whole bunch because a lot of them are flat earth stuff. But you can go on to click the link that I have somewhere on my website.
If you can, throw it in one of the private channels, maybe system notes or something.
Yeah, I'll have to because I don't even know where it is right now on my site. I don't know where I put it. But I have all the files. You can take all the files at once, or you can pick through them with Resilio Sync. It allows you to be selective, and you would just have to look at the file name and try and figure out if it's something you want, because some of the file names are not that descriptive, so you might not know what you're getting. But for the most part, I try and name them properly if they're not already named properly.
Yeah, bear with me, Ab. I'm just going to mute it, set, mate. Just got the phone ringing. I'm going to be a second.
Go ahead. Anyway, I'm in the middle of listening to the No Agenda Show. The No Agenda Show number, bring it up, is 1121. Now, Adam and John are both HRDPAR deniers, and I will use the word denier because it's weaponized, the word. They deny that it is possible to create a hyper-realistic drill and portray it as real. They've never mentioned the hashtag, so they definitely think this is real. And they also bring up some of the mainstream coverage of this HRDPAR, and one thing that was interesting is Adam read this manifesto, allegedly 70 pages, 7 plus 4 is 11, a hoax code, and he's going through it, basically reading what is the main meme that the intelligence agencies are using, picking up on that resonates with most of the people. Now, there's one of the things in this manifesto, which, by the way, the mainstream media hasn't even mentioned the manifesto, and just like Ted Kaczynski's manifesto, which is, he was the Unabomber, no one has ever read that. I think Adam has read it, and he brings it up from time to time, and basically, it's quite interesting, and I'm not reading it myself. I don't even have the link to it. I'm sure Napoleon can find it, but Adam is reading the manifesto. And basically, it's just bringing up what is on everyone's mind in the first world. Not that I necessarily agree with it, but it is what the intelligence agencies have chosen. They bring up all these points. They know people in the Western world agree with a lot of them, and therefore they know that this event will resonate with many people. This so-called simulated shooter, sim shooter, sim villain, who I guarantee you doesn't exist as a real person, is just expressing the view.
I'll back you up with that there. I agree with 99.9. No, I agree with 100% of what you say, 10 times out of 10, so I go out on a limb here and say I agree with you. Yeah, don't exist. But do you know what has flipped? Now we've gone from Muslims blowing up and killing white people to white people now attacking Muslims in, or supposedly.
First of all, it's always been white versus Muslim. This is another division that they're exploiting. And it doesn't matter who's shooting who in these simulations. They're just exploiting what they sense is a real division in society. Now, if most of the third world countries, now this is specifically more for Europe than Canada and the United States, I guess, if most of the people they're trying to bring in are of Muslim faith, then that is their unifying feature. Whether they're black or white or brown coming from Africa, if most of the poor people in those countries are Muslim, then the agencies are going to pick up on that and exploit that as the main division. That's what they're doing. Now, in the United States, they try and exploit the Mexican or Central American immigrant, which is the main immigrant that comes in legally and or illegally into the United States. So they pick on them. And that's what most people believe is coming into the United States. There is no rush of Africans that I know of coming into the United States, although there are large Muslim populations that have settled in the United States from Africa. But they always exploit the main groups and pit them against the heritage groups that are in these countries or the groups that have been in there longer.
Good choice of words. It's a good choice of words, the heritage groups.
Yeah, the people that have been there for a few generations, not necessarily the original people, because we don't know how far back settlements go, but the original founding members of these nations, the heritage members, which I have no doubt are dwindling, because what happens is when people get wealthy or achieve a level of economic prosperity, they stop reproducing, they start indulging in their own selves, they become narcissistic, they become lazy, and robots do many jobs this generation that they didn't do in the last generation, but there are still jobs that robots cannot do. And I don't call robots artificial intelligence. They're just automated robotic mechanisms that do repetitive jobs that human beings used to do.
Oh, yes.
So therefore, if this generation and the last generation are not reproducing the same way, then someone has to do the work. Plus, all Western societies work on an economic model of growth. If the economy is not growing and they rely on a growing economy to keep up and help overwhelm a growing debt, which has to be serviced with interest payments. So if the economy starts to shrink and inflation becomes negative, then those debts don't shrink. And they can't keep up with deficit spending, where they spend more every year than they take in. And most nations can't take in any more money because they're already taxed to the max, each individual, like I am. I'm taxed at a very high rate. I work very hard and very long hours, and I'm paying maximum tax. I can't pay any more tax. I'm maxed out. Therefore, if you can't keep growing the economy, and the only way you can grow the economy with your native population shrinking is to bring in more people. That's the only way it can grow. So they have to bring in people, and these are always going to be economic refugees. North America is built on economic refugees and some political refugees, but mostly economic. People that just wanted to make more money. That's why they're here. They're not here for the weather. Trust me. Nobody from Africa or the Caribbean comes here for the weather. We have 7 or 8 months of winter, and the other season is construction. So that's when we rebuild our winter ravaged roads. We have two seasons, winter and construction.
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody comes here for the weather, trust me. So therefore, they come for economic reasons. And I know lots of recent immigrants, because I work at the lowest end of the economic scale in the blue collar area. And most of these people, once they make enough money, they're going to leave this country. They do leave the country. Half of them leave in the winter anyway. They can't stand the cold. So they are here for the economics. So they are doing the dirty jobs, and all of them, except for all the ones that come here, they have plans to go back to where it's warm and where their money goes a lot farther, wherever they come
from. Of course.
They take their Canadian dollars and go back to Africa. They live like kings. They can hire slaves in their own country.
Oh, God, I've got a friend who's built a school in Africa, and he earns probably twice what I earn, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And he's built a school and a kitchen.
They're rebuilding their home countries by working here. I don't see, personally, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I'd rather they stayed here all year and paid taxes, but in a free society, we can't stop them from leaving or taking them. We don't stop anyone from taking their money out of Canada. But same with a lot of Indians that come to Canada. They go back and they help rebuild their country too. A friend of mine was built schools as well, just like you said. And it doesn't take $1 billion like it does here to build a school.
You can project and invest. You can project and invest over there. And it's like anything. If you're traveling, if you're a white man going to, let's just say, India or Goa or one of these countries, when you get there, you organize someone to take you around the place, to show you around. You organize everything. And it's the same with this. Once you realize that what Canadian dollar can do
in India.
Africa. Yeah, wherever. Then you realize, so, you know, as long as there's somebody at the other end making the money work, then the sky's the limit, literally. But yeah, you're right, people go home for winter and work miracles with what they've managed to score.
And in their middle ages, they leave for the country for good and retire. And their children do stay here, and their children are fully Americanized. They don't have any knowledge of their native culture. So they are North Americanized. They are McDonald's. They are all Coca-Cola children. They're not terrorists in any which way. So this whole idea that they come here and ruin the country is complete BS. Yeah, they change the look of the country, but they don't ruin it. So I for one, am not afraid, mainly because I know that none of these stories are true. But I'm not afraid of people that look different from me in any way.
No.
Because they get fully Americanized in one generation. And then they stop reproducing. Because, again, they achieve a level of success and economically stable people just don't reproduce. That is a major problem. If you are, like I said, in an economic growth system where it has to grow, otherwise it shrinks and the debt overwhelms and the whole system will collapse. The money system. Which is our biggest belief system. Without it, we won't stop working, we won't stop doing, because no one is going to do stuff philanthropically. No one's going to do stuff for the greater good. Everyone in here is trying to make money.
Yeah, I agree with most of that. I see the generations come and go, and then I see them return again. I've also seen people come over here, work for 10, 12 years, then have children. Children are gaining a British passport. The parents don't really want to stay here, but the child's able to. Then obviously the child gets schooling, stays over here, doesn't go back with the mum and dad because they're naturalised to this country, pays tax and gets along with everybody else. So, yep, spot on. I think the division is what is the main weapon. And I think at this time, I'm not talking about singing, everybody singing Kumbaya, but if you can raise your levels of, instead of trying to pick a side, whether this is real or fake, obviously I don't believe it's real at all, but on the basic level, get more people in talking about it. I'm well on board with that. If people aren't prepared to look into it, obviously the video has been removed now, so you know you're not going to be able to see it anymore. I've seen it. It didn't turn my stomach up. I had a friend watch it as well, who's familiar with guns and stuff, and he wasn't convinced either. But having said that, he's not a fakeologist. He says there's something fishy about it. There's something really fishy about it. So, you know, on the basic level, I'd say nothing has changed. This seems like it's a really, really, really good hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real in a country which hasn't had anything like that in a long, long time. But, nevertheless, keep talking and looking iron out the creases.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that great of a video, honestly. It's just something we haven't had before recently. Mm. We haven't really had any. We never get a peek inside the whatever the location is that we're told is where the drills occur. We never get a peek inside. So this is the first sort of peek inside. This is just a new level of hoaxing. It's going to get better. We always said that year after year. It's just going to get better. And with all the few videos that deconstruct the problems of the video, what do you think they're going to do with the next video? They're going to incorporate all the problems that they may have overlooked. And
oh, yeah, I've said this from day one. I've said this from day one. You're a sounding board for, you know, this is why Fakeologist and any websites where people do look into these things, they're going to be targeted by people listening to see if we are talking about the mistakes they made or the things that stick out. So, yeah, you're spot on. And by keeping everything secret, which is what people are not wanting to talk about, I'll talk about this all day. I talked about Ariana Grande. It's all controlled. It all depends if you're speaking to someone, if they're hanging on every word because you know that they believe everything they read in the newspaper or say on the square idiot box. And if they do, you shouldn't be talking to that person anyway because they're clearly going to blow up as soon as you mention anything to do with fake. But I'd tell you what, I still laugh when I speak to Americans who they've got Trump in the president, you know, in the White House, and they still believe in some semblance of this, the news is real. So, you know, there's a bit of a double standard there. So any Americans listening who think this is real, yeah, that's like believing Trump's in power. You know, it all depends on how you see things. It's just a big charade. The aristocrats have got us by the balls, but unfortunately, you know, some of us don't care.
Yeah, whoever's controlling the money controls the people. I'll never give up that thing. That's an easy one to believe. Whoever pays your salary, whoever pays the piper calls the tune.
That's very true. That's very true.
Never will change. Until we give up on the money system, which that's not going to happen, then we have to just understand what's going on. So this is just another hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real. Well, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. And that is, I like people to start tagging. I'm going to start tagging my posts on fakeologist.com instead of creating a brand new category every time there's a new HRD PAR. I'm just going to tag it. It's a lot easier for me. That way I can tag on the fly. So I'm tagging all the posts of the New Zealand thing, hashtag NZMosque, MOSQUE. That way if you just tag that, then technically you should be able to see the tag propagate across the internet. And therefore, that is one way if we have a lot of tags that fakeologists, people might actually land on our site in a search. And I'm not going to say a giggle search. I want to rename Google giggle. Giggle search. Let's giggle it. And maybe they'll find fakeologists. Because now it's really hard to find the website because the word hoax seems to be scrubbed from giggles. There's certainly not anything really. There's not really any hoax videos on YouTube. They're really hard to find, and they don't last. There's another site, 153news.net. They have some conspiracy-type videos, but a lot of them aren't loading. I don't know if the site's under DDoS attack, but a lot of their videos won't play that I've noticed. So unless you get to them and download them right away, you're going to have a hard time playing them. And other than that, I don't know a lot of platforms where you can find this stuff. I don't know where else to look.
Well, most places at the moment on YouTube, it's either Mandela or something to do with social justice warriors. But it's been like that for a while, since the end of the World Cup. So everything's quiet now.
And by the way,
if
you find any videos, save them to your own hard drive. Save them right away and see if you can post them on Discord. Discord, I don't know if they have limits. Now, we know Discord will be censored too eventually. But see if you can put them on Discord. Upload them there. And let's see if they last there.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, anyone listening who's got a few bits.
I think you can upload a video. I don't think...
So, what's the atmosphere like in Canada at the moment? Because there's a large Muslim community around in Canada, isn't there?
There's lots of Muslims. There's lots of Muslims, but mostly Indians come over. They're Hindu. The Pakistanis that come here are all Muslim. obviously a Muslim nation by design. The British created it on purpose that way. But I don't have an... I don't... There is no atmosphere in any country. I don't walk outside and the air looks different. I just go to work. I don't run in. I don't go to mosques. I don't go to churches. So there's no atmosphere. The atmosphere is created by the media. So I walked into a place today and I got the damn telescreen blaring. And there's some new minister being sworn in Canada for something. And the first thing she says, she has nothing to do with this. The first thing she says is she's giving the hearts and prayers and all that to New Zealand. That's the first thing she says. She has nothing to do with international anything. But it just goes to show you that just people are just pandering to this death cult that puts out these phony stories. People just love to pander to the death cult. Really disturbing. Yeah. Always more people are. We are in a state of 24-hour mourning all the time. It's always mourning. It's crazy. It's a really low energy, spiritually murdering way to be. Really bad way to conduct your life if you're always in mourning. Imagine.
Well, I've maintained this from day one. When I first discovered fakeologists, like I said, it was via working out JFK. But when I got here and I listened to the people talk, and I mean, it was Del Qua, Tom, the old conversations that you'd had with people, it gave me a big boost there. Because, I mean, it's very easy to walk around and say, like you say, be in mourning. But when you have got an analytical eye and you do know the rhetoric that's used, and you also know that the past 100 years of history's supposed assassinations and triggering events are fake, yeah, it's nice just to be able to come to somewhere and talk to people without being scared of putting your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, isn't it nice to know that that mass murdering probably is not taking place, as we're told. Now, I'm not saying that no one ever mass murders somewhere. I'm sure in a wartime or it's really not a official war ever. It's always security and liberation. And I'm sure nasty things do happen. You know, if one guy has a gun and another guy doesn't, and one guy pisses off the guy with a gun, he might get shot in the head. I can see that happening. I really can. And especially if it's a military style occupying, or they call it peacekeeping force, I could see that being pretty easy. It'd be very tempting. And
yeah. Well, I tell you what did make me laugh. The word deploy comes from the word explain. So when you deploy troops, you're just explaining.
Oh, is that right?
So a nice choice of words there.
I had a choice of words, yeah. The root of words, spelling, putting spell on people. But so that's the tagging thing. So try if you post something on YouTube, you can't put the link probably to the site. That'll get deleted. But you can put a hashtag. That probably won't get cleared or deleted. So try that method. So HRDPAR, hashtag HRDPAR, and MOSE. This whole, I think the New Zealand hoax is going to peter out in the next couple of days. They only have a media life of a few days, I would think, until the next one bumps it off. But I'm done with this one. I hope Rick is too. I don't know if Rick is more esoteric. 64 is more predisposed to this because it's his home country. It's always really hard to accept that it happens in your backyard. Was the Ariana Grande thing harder for you to accept? Did you figure you're closer to it?
Oh no, not at all. Within 10 minutes of being in work, I was chatting to someone who lives on the route to that place, and I'd already established it was about 12 or 15 armoured response vans out easily an hour and a half beforehand. Remember, we're fakeologists. It doesn't take a lot to work it out. So you know the numbers are arbitrary, but nevertheless, they still stand out. At the time, with the Ariana Grande, there was a few, let's just call them hoax busters on the internet who were calling it out. So it wasn't long before I'd addressed it. But having said that, I knew it was fake from the moment it happened internally, because we know that there's no way on earth. Look, if terrorism was real, these things would happen. If terrorism was real. Now, terrorism is not real. We know that.
Well, terrorism is an emotion.
it is today.
First war on an emotion.
Yeah, yeah. A war on terror. There you go.
And it can't
war
end.
War on terror.
You can't end a war on an emotion.
No, because terror can be attached to anything. Terror, terrible.
And you don't like.
Yep. Yep. Well, you see, this is why I think Hitler was a dry run. I seriously don't think Hitler was the finished article. I think that was just a test. And, you know, they made it last 5 years. They dragged it out with media and all that. I think the proper Hitler will be coming, and everybody will love him. They won't even realise. And before you know it, there we go. We're back in the grips of, you know. But we're always in a 100-year-long game, aren't we? It's not a, you know, the finish line's never. It's not within our lifetime for them. This is tightening the grip over and over and over again, just moving it to different countries, tightening it and moving it, tightening it. Like I say, I mean, I've called myself Chief Morale Officer today. I'm just talking normal. Oh, on a lighter note, have you got the hang of your bot yet?
No, I got three. I got too many bots going on now. I installed a few bots on the Discord server, and they're all fighting each other right now. Craig has left.
Well, the play one was nice.
Craig left.
Craig.
Some of these bots just leave on their own. They just disappear. So I know Tryptamine made a bot, and I think it's being censored by the Dino bot, which is another logging thing. So I might have to get rid of Dino, and they're all fighting each other. All I wanted to do is see who's coming and going on the server, and that's why you have this logging type bot, so you can see who's come and go. So
yeah. Well, there's not much on the general unverified that would entice someone unless they were actually linked to via Fakeologist, you know, externally. If they came here via Discord, they'd just see, obviously, they locked rooms. So, I don't know, maybe you could put something in or uncensor. Maybe you could put something in system notes, seeing as that's easy to access. I don't know, seeing as we can't touch system notes, you know. Moderators or anyone who's verified. Maybe you could put something in there. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah,
depends what you're going for, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't really like to focus my energy on Discord because it's not my platform. It's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's Discord.
Yeah, exactly. But Fakeologist, did you say it wasn't getting any hits from New Zealand during this attack?
No, it is now. No, it is now. That one day it didn't. It started off with nothing.
Well, our day starts in the middle of their night, so maybe. Okay, maybe that.
I don't know. The time. See what today has brought us.
Well, your music bot worked anyway, because I played Jessica by the Allman Brothers the other day.
I deleted that. I know you played
it. Oh, yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't. I was hoping you wouldn't play it, but I just wanted to see if it played in the live stream, and it did, so that was quite good. So, you know,
if someone's
listening live.
If someone needs to play a video, but it only works for YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you have to look for the title on YouTube, I suppose, and you could type in the title. I guess it just plays whatever it thinks is the match. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you know the song's title, obviously it'll go for that. But nevertheless, that was a nice little play played with that. So that was Tripped, was it, who organized that?
No, I found Arcane myself when I was looking for bots. There's a million bots.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, because I've got the website, not the website, the other, you know, the other Arcane support, and that's it's too technical for me. I'm very technical.
It's not that technical.
And do you going to say that?
There's just a few commands. All it is a music player and a logger, as far as I can tell. I think that's all it does. But I don't want to put too much energy into Discord. It's not mine.
Yeah. No, it runs itself, this place, anyway, and it's nice. I mean, obviously, I go and check out fakeologist.com every day and see what posts are there, see what replies people have done, see what you've posted yourself. It's always there. It's always on in the background, so I'm always checking it out. But Discord seems to be a... don't know. There's some people who have just totally ignored the internet now and just use Discord for... You know, for discussing ideas and stuff like that.
People just get on their platforms that are easy to use. That's all. They just get on their favorite platforms and then they just forget about the others, I suppose.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Well, it was nice that we had the big chat going the other day anyway, and that was all right with Gaia and Rick and Nick and yourself.
Yeah, that was very interesting. Yeah, you know, it takes a good psyop to make the site hum, let's be honest. You can only talk about 9/11 so much before people's eyes glaze over, and of course, you have a whole generation that never experienced it anyway.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, this is what I was trying to explain to someone the other day. I was like, it'd be very hard to explain to someone about this Christchurch drill or snuff video. However, it'd be easier to address it in their world without mentioning September the 11th or, you know, JFK assassination. I don't think I could do.
Don't even know who JFK is, so.
No, he's just a head on a dollar coin now, I think that's about it, and an airport. So there you go.
I don't even think he was. I don't know what he was. Nobody carries coins, so they don't see it that way either. There's no way of knowing of him, really. He's not on any of the dollar bills that I know of. But, it's just ancient history. May as well be ancient Rome for most people. And this simulated terror, simulated villain, Sim Villain, in his Adam from the show was commenting that if this guy was 28, well, the simulation had him at 28, then he would have grown up at least after 9/11. 9/11 is now 18 away. So he would have been 10. So after 9/11, there has been terror after hoax drill almost every year. So his whole adult cognizant life, he would have always experienced these simulated terrors of Muslims versus the West and all these Iran, Iraq. That's his, well, no, Iran, Iraq, because that was the 90s. Anything after 2001 has been simulated terror. And that's all these young people know. That's all they know is the simulated terror. And
now they say expanding. You know, it was based in Europe. You know, obviously the main event happened in New York, but then after that we had New York, then we had London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music.
Yeah, one thing I picked up from Adam reading this manifesto, he said there, I didn't know about this, there's a right-wing conspiracy called the Great Replacement. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
See, this is the great thing about these intelligence agencies. They bring up all kinds of theories that they say people are talking about that actually no one's ever heard of, and obviously that's why they do it. Some people do hear it. You can link.
Big shout out to Judy Wood.
Yeah, go look up the Great Replacement. And this is the idea that all the whites are going to be replaced in Europe.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, that's old. The Great Replacement. I heard it as another name. I'm trying to think now.
Well, the point is that he was saying how Europe has never been set up, that he says, that hasn't been set up as an immigration. Europeans haven't really supported immigration the way America and Canada have, because obviously our nation's built on it. The Europeans, they brought people in to do the work under, I guess, work permits, but none of the people are encouraged or even allowed to stay. And that created a second tier of citizenship, I suppose. I don't really know much about immigration in Europe and how it works today or has worked for the last 25 years, but I suppose that's not a model that is really that fair. People come in and do the work, or the people that want to stay can't stay, that kind of thing. So maybe they're trying to change that model, that mindset in Europe, so to allow the people that do all the work to actually stay and settle. The long term.
Yeah, well, I've put it up here, and it's exactly what you say. It says the Great Replacement, French Le Grand Replacement, is a right-wing conspiracy theory which states that the white Catholic French population and white Christian European population at large is being systematically replaced with non-European people, specifically Arab, and then it carries up. So, do you know what? That seemed to be what most of the Australian conspiracies were talking about when I first came onto the internet, you know, 10 years ago.
Oh.
It seemed like that. It seemed like, so we're getting the full circle again. But this is why we have the far right parties in, you know, in Britain and Europe and this and the other. That's all these seem to talk about, but it's never based on a conspiracy. It's always based on, you know, working and this, that, and the other. And obviously, then they denigrate the people who are coming over and doing their jobs. But it's never, I've never heard of it as a, you know, as a conspiracy, i.e., called a conspiracy. So yeah, I'll have a look.
Yeah,
at
me neither. I never heard of it. I don't. Yeah, I'm. I don't know if there are any really organized right-wing white supremacist type groups anywhere. I don't think if there are, they're that big or that powerful. So I think intelligence agencies just create this illusion that they're there. And I'll say one more thing that I believe that the reason why they create these hoaxes, a reason, is that if there is ever a organized group that is going to cause problems in society, they simulate this group and spoof the group this time and make it a big event. And because it's a hoax, nobody actually dies. And it's like a pressure release valve. So if any particular group, for instance, somebody brought up Timothy McVeigh, and you remember he was supposed to be part of the Michigan militia. Michigan is sort of my home state, right beside Ontario in the U.S.
Yes.
And he was supposed to be part of this organized rural group of white people that were eating every weekend with all their guns. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but they were going to overthrow the government, state government, the federal, I don't know what government. So they were a
dangerous. Do you know what? You see the same template. You see the same template used with the pedophile rings. And with, you know, it's always the same. It's like you say. I mean, the one thing that does stick out here is, like you say, a pressure valve. The Labour Party in Britain started off as that. Everybody thinks the Labour Party is a great thing that was started off because it was running for the. When you look into the people behind it, the place was going to blow up, and the Labour Party was.
Miners and all that.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to, well, we're going back 120 odd years, but nevertheless,
exactly,
I mean, it was inevitable, you know, and it, like they say, if you can't beat them, join them, or if you can't beat them, invent, you know, your party and then lead them, yes. So, and it's used, it saves an awful lot of demolishing property and putting in new people.
Yeah, anytime they pave a road here, the next month or after they pave it, they bring out all these big saws and cut the road up. And then they fill the cracks with tar. And one would think, why would you pave a road and then come out and cut it up? You know what I'm talking about? They create these, I don't know how they do it, but they bring these big saws out and cut the concrete along these strange lines and fill it with tar. And I think the reason is that if they didn't do that, then a big block of concrete might shift under cold pressure and whatnot. So they create these cracks and fill them in with tar so they're a little more flexible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it. I've just realized, I never knew what it was for.
Yeah, you know, why are they cutting up new concrete or the road surface of a new road they just paved? But that's because trying to relieve any stress that builds up so it doesn't crack big cracks. And then heave and cause all kinds of unevenness. I think these HRD PARs are similar. That if there really is something building in society where there's a huge resentment to Muslims, then
judging off the amount of people from New Zealand and Australia, it does seem to me that the place is becoming more aware of the deceit in the world. So perfect place to put in a give line, you know, just far enough so it can be controlled and also a really, really convincing one to the layman.
Yeah.
And scary enough, and in a place which is not going to remember it, like you say, it'll be in the memory hole within 5 days. So, yeah, it's a stress line, but it's a controlled stress line.
Yeah, it's a controlled, that's right. It's a good point. It's a good way to talk. It's a controlled stress line. It's really.
You could call it, like with the forest fires, like they did do the strategic burns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The strategic burn. You got it. That's it. Strategic burn. Yep.
Yeah. And it will be forgotten.
Fire line.
It will be forgotten. I mean, it will be forgotten, but nevertheless used, you know, perfectly. So there'll be, when did it happen? Did it happen on Friday?
The Ides of March. They make it easy for you to remember.
Shit. Don't need us. Yeah, well, next Saturday we've got 3-2-2, so keep your fingers crossed for something there.
Yeah. Well, 3-1-1 came and went. 3-11, I should say. That was the
3-11, yes.
Anniversary. Nobody talked about it. Nobody brought that up. I guess that's a dead horse now, huh?
Yeah.
Nobody talked about that.
No. No. Most people know that. The funny thing is about nuclear power is it's always based near water lines, and for these suspicious people like us, you'd always think of geothermal, you know, power stations. And we know countries aren't stupid. Well, yeah, I'm talking at best, you know, they're at least experimenting, trying something.
Maybe.
Yeah, but like you say, people turn up at the place near you, don't
they? They're always on a water supply, so that they say that's for cooling the reactor, because obviously lakes are cold. The lake I live on, 3 degrees all year round. Well, no, that's not true. Summer, it warms up a couple months.
So, yeah, cordial went down the wrong way. Yep, no, you're right. But like you say, Fukushima's gone. It's dead and buried. There's people trying to rekindle the Madeleine McCann, the little girl that was taken from her bed in Portugal 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah, they found a homeless girl on the street who's managing in Italy, who's speaking English, begging, and they're saying, could this be Madeleine McCann, because she's got blonde hair? Obviously, I don't believe Madeleine McCann was a real little girl anyway, but it doesn't surprise me that a local has learned English words to beg. That would have been the first thing I would have done. So, seems it could be something or nothing. But
by
nevertheless.
The way, statistically, today's statistics are, in order, Australia, United States, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Canada, the Five Eyes Nation. Australians are coming over more than anyone else right now, overrepresented. And one of my top refers, although I don't know what the link is Facebook. Last 2 days, someone has posted on Facebook. I don't know how it made it through their sensors, but the links are coming from Facebook today and yesterday. That's some big numbers, over, I think, 2,000 visitors a day, which is a lot.
Well, I'm sure the Hulk, Xyloflex, as people like to call him, has been posting and doing his usual good research. Oh, right, on Facebook. Well, I know he checks it out, so maybe he's told me that he checks out all the main bits, so I don't know. I think you need to be on it to check it out, so to speak. I've never gone on Facebook. It's not really my cup of tea. But there you go.
Coming by today. Well, a lot of Europeans, Netherlands, France, Austria, Ireland, and then we dwindle down into American Samoa. Okay, if you're listening and you're in American Samoa, check in on the audio. I really want to hear from a Samoan. that's amazing. The island of Jersey.
Interesting.
Jersey is an independently run island, is it not? For the financial.
It is. It's a tax haven.
Yeah, and it's off France, I guess. There's Jersey and Guernsey, like the cows.
Yeah. It's in between. I think it's 7 miles off the coast of Britain. Maybe it might be 12. I'm not sure, but I think it's close, just a little bit closer to England than it is to France.
Yeah.
And I've met a few people from Jersey. Yeah, people from Jersey, and they don't have social security numbers. The people I met.
Yeah, I got a lot of countries coming in today. This has been a real good worldwide hoax. Really gone all over the place. And I got Puerto Rico, Chile, Laos, Mongolia, Vietnam, Hungary, Czech, Singapore, Russia, Lithuania, Malta, Norway, Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Cambodia, Portugal, Panama, Colombia, United Arab Emirates, Guatemala. I didn't know anyone had any money over there to surf. Belgium, Morocco, Philippines, India, Finland, Mexico, Slovakia, Jersey. Jersey has its own IP, I guess. Switzerland, China, Italy, Poland, Hong Kong, China. Oh, China. Oh, no, sorry. A little bit of China. I don't know how they get through. I thought I would be blocked there. So quite a United Nations.
Isn't it just? Wow. Yeah, big shout out to all them countries. If you're in them countries, you are the resistance.
That was March 16th. That was the biggest day, I think, in a long time. March 16th, we got lots of people. Now we're just back to the normal fakeologists. I think everyone's coming for the snuff video myself, which is sad.
Yeah, well, like I say, it didn't instill any big fear in me, and the Silence of the Lambs was when I stopped getting into violence in movies and stuff like that. But no, there was, like I say, I showed it my friend, to the layman, I said, watch this, and he watched it, and he said, something weird with that. He knew what it was straight away, obviously, he's not an idiot, but, I'm glad I've shown it before it was removed. Sorry, mate.
Ryan DeStably. All he's doing is Mandela now. I get an email saying he's going live on YouTube. I guess YouTube doesn't mind Mandela. I guess it's just so nonsensical that it's harmless to them.
I'll be honest with you, Ab. If you're doing the Mandela, it's the equivalent of Joe Rogan flip-flopping on the moon to me.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Yeah, Brian is doing that, yeah. Nothing on New Zealand. He's down the Mandela rabbit hole, and I just don't buy into any of it, so it's just, to me, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, it is, I wouldn't waste any time on it. I looked into it, and as you know, I like looking into things where people actually believe there's a problem, and I looked into two or three of them things. Any of the book changes can be put down to first editions being spelt wrong and then the book taken off and then being, you know, hankering for that book. But the people that put in for it first obviously wanted the book because they were, you know, keen fans. So they're going to look after their copy more. So that would explain different discrepancies there. Some of the film things can be isolated to one studio. And it actually, you know, the same studio where Kubrick and a lot of, Superman movies were made. And then there's some which, like the Christopher Reeve one, in which people are saying Christopher Reeves, it's always in medical documents where they're actually including him in his treatment. So it would be Reeves. So it would be Christopher Reeves' treatment. So, yeah, anyway, don't waste your time on it, Ab. It's making people second guess themselves. And, like I say, it's whenever everybody remembers Joe Rogan saying, there's no way we went to the moon, and then flip-flopping. Obviously, that was what he was paid to do or told to do.
Rogan, and I don't pay any attention to Joe Rogan, so...
No. I do all this for you, mate, so don't worry. If there's anyone legit out there, I'll tell you.
All right.
I enjoyed Nick, because Nick seems like he's got his head screwed on. I liked some of his ideas. Some of his ideas were good. You could see he was paying attention to detail, but being a little bit too close instead of looking at the bigger picture. But nevertheless, we've had some good chat over the past couple of days, so fingers crossed that carries on.
He would, fan. That's sad, but...
I was myself for about 7 days, Paul. I'll be honest with you, just before I come across Media Faker.
I bought the book. If you want to buy it, you can have it.
Do you know what? No, but it'd be nice just to... I don't have a coffee table.
Yeah, it's mostly pictures. That's probably why I bought it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, next time you can, open the book and just keep in mind the probably 35-foot models built to replica the building. And bear in mind, they were probably built to the specs of the towers that we know weren't used. The ones that we've seen in New York were probably hollow, but the ones that were blown up that day probably did have all the, you know, that explains 88-ton beams flying out and sticking on, you know, in different parts of the buildings and stuff like that, and the discrepancies we see with Judy Wood's pictures, which, like I say, you know, slight models now, unfortunately. Especially steel doesn't really turn to dust. I don't care how angry you get. But, you know, it's the trick, Ab. Once you explain the trick, it takes the magic away, so all you can do is just keep pointing out the discrepancies. It's literally all you can do.
Yeah. Well, we're doing our thing.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice to chat. It's nice to...
Yeah, nice to chat. I had some time.
Yeah. I hope you should try a play on your way out. But it's got to be a Supertramp number.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I tell you what, though, you were almost fashion for me when I found Fakeologist, because I've always been a big Supertramp fan. So when I was having my, what should we call it, an awakening? No, not an awakening. It was more like a, I was right all along moment. It was always finished off with a lovely super drum number on your audios. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, I played. I still listen to Supertramp.
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't listen to Super Trump.
Supertramp.
Fake
yeah.
news. Yeah. Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. Well, you wonder if he is trying to tell people a little bit about fakery. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder, even if he did tell everyone, no one's going to listen. Believe it. So.
No. No. And for the people that have been calling it fake. They say, oh, you know, you sound like Trump. And you are, Jesus Christ.
That reminds me, I got to get Nick's bumper off that audio.
I think you should do one yourself.
Yeah.
We've not heard one of you.
To stop that because I just walked I walked in front of a telescreen just now and apparently there is a story in Amsterdam where there's a shooter
a shooting the yes
Yay.
I was just about to yeah
oh, well there you go we could just leave this well we do leave this channel open 24/7 anyone can come in and just report the latest HRDPAR so yeah there you go
didn't take long
nope. It flashed through on my phone, and now it's just disappeared.
What you should do, just for... See if you can go to YouTube. This is a trick for you. Go to YouTube, see if anyone is streaming live, and then try and get our...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Could you just type A Play CNN Live?
Let's try this.
Maybe they're yapping about it on YouTube. I don't know. You'd have to go to YouTube and see what's...
White House damage control after President Trump's response to the massacre in New Zealand. 50 people murdered by a man promoting white nationalist ideas. Despite that deadly attack, President Trump still claiming the threat from white nationalism is not on the rise. Now his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, coming to the president's defense.
The president's absolutely briefed on all of the threats, both domestic and international. But I want to push back against this idea that every time something bad happens everywhere around the world, folks who don't like Donald Trump seem to blame it on Donald Trump. To the degree that there is an issue with white supremacists, white nationalists, anti-Muslim bigotry in this country, and there is an issue with that, why?
All right.
There you go. So it works.
It does work. Every time I type it,
I think you can put the command in anywhere as well up. You don't have to put it in commands.
I just want it in command. I don't want it to be everywhere.
You hear gunshots at the start. I personally, that's what it was, fireworks. And then I see people running. And they pulled their hands semi-automatic and started shooting. My first thought was to run forward because he was coming from the back and I was looking for my dad. And so I ran and I stumbled across him. And honestly,
what are you talking about now?
Yeah.
So that was BBC. That's the play. What else we got? MSC Live Network.
Today at the White House, the president expressed condolences for the people who were killed and injured in the horrific terror attack in New Zealand.
Isn't this great how we can start it and stop it?
I tell you what, it's not bad, is it? You can actually turn it down as well, so me and you can talk.
Yeah, my favorite part is stopping it.
How do you stop it? Do you just eject?
A stop.
Oh, right.
A play, a stop.
Well, surely we should have someone in Europe now who can keep us updated on the shootings in Amsterdam. Is it Amsterdam?
Yeah, it's Utrecht. I guess it's a suburb of Amsterdam. Utrecht. What's a major news station in Holland?
I have no idea. I'll tell you what.
Let's type A Play Amsterdam Live. Amsterdam Shooter Live. See what that brings up. Here we go. Something's playing. This is. I just typed in A Play Amsterdam Shooter Live, and it brought up some Netherlands station.
What can you see? What the name of the station is?
You look at the arcane mod; it tells you what it's playing.
It's only. I'm now playing Netherlands. I've just got Netherlands.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing that's the title or the station. I don't know what the hell that is. I guess it's just the title.
Right, Ebulda. This is lovely arcane, but
nice.
Well, you are a gadget, aren't you?
I like gadgets.
Yes.
You can enhance audio chats for people that I have my own player on my computer. But if you're just looking for a player and you don't have that set up on your computer, you can take your chances with YouTube and see what they got going there.
Yeah, definitely. And to anyone, it works in room 11, so practice in room 11. And then.
Well, yeah, that's right. But put because the commands in the command section, because I don't want to see the commands in every text chat.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just making a joint as we speak. So what's on your agenda today then, mate? What time are we on? Is it 11 o'clock for you there?
Oh, I see. You put the A play in. Make a date. Yeah, put it in commands there. Keep it in commands.
So go on, what's on your agenda today? Is it 11 o'clock? Day just started?
Yeah, I have no agenda. Just like the show. See what's happening. Trying to make a living here. Chicago without hope. I often wondered if Chicago is a... Chicago murders are a hoax. I don't know why, but I tend to think they are real. Let's see if I can play that real quick. Let's see. A play. I think I'm echoing through you.
Yeah. You sound fine to me. On me, anyway. Oh, I'm on my phone. Hold on. They get a news report. Let's see.
So,
3 dead, 9 wounded in Netherlands tram shooting, and what police say may be TERF. So there's a TERR.
Imagine living in a place where every 3 hours someone is shot, and every 14 hours. Someone is murdered. And I'm not talking about Iraq or Afghanistan, but Chicago, one of the biggest and most sophisticated cities in the world. On the city's south side, considered the heart of Black America, gang rivalry is tearing its people apart. It's become so brutal, both police and gangs agree this is urban warfare out of control. We went into what is now dubbed Chirac to meet those who are fighting for survival on the...
I went to Chicago last year. And I don't know it that well. I don't know it well. And we got off the highway just to go along the lakeshore, Lake Michigan. And we decided to... Well, we had to go around the bog at the bottom of Lake Michigan. Skyway, which costs money to go over it. If you go under it, you're in South Chicago. And I wasn't really sure exactly where South Chicago was, obviously not. So we pulled over because we wanted to get something to eat. So there's a pizza joint. I got out and said, you want to go in here? I have to admit, it became obvious that I wasn't on the white side of town. And just there's people loitering around the parking lot, black people, and I have to admit, I got nervous, and I said, let's keep driving. Back in the car. Back we go.
I was getting visions of Chevy Chase.
Oh, yes, that's what I had. That was going through my head, exactly. I just packed up, and we went down the road to Gary, Indiana, which isn't exactly a great town either.
Michael Jackson's from Gary, Indiana, and it's the only reason I know it.
Gary, Indiana, and I went to a pizza slut, and even that place I was slightly nervous about being there, but we just grabbed the pizza and ate it in the car. So I just, you know, it was funny. It's a big parking lot. There was no one in it. I'm waiting for the pizza, and some old black dude pulled up onto the sidewalk in this sort of pimped out car. Pulled up right on the sidewalk in front of the place. He was 1 foot away from where I'm sitting inside, and he lumbered in and ordered a pizza. I thought, parking lot's empty. You got to park right on the sidewalk? People walk? I just thought, let's keep going. The United States, what a place.
Yeah. You'd enjoy Britain. Britain's exactly the same. It all depends. I mean, everybody, the colour just changes the different areas, but you still get the same people. Pulling up on the pavement, it's funny. The funny thing is when we call it the pavement. The funny thing is when these people bump into each other in the neutral area, always makes me laugh because we have lots of that. We have an area in Manchester called Rusholme, to anyone listening. And during Eid, it's like the area where people show off the cars and they pull in, and it's brilliant. And also, there's an area near me where on a Sunday, it's church day, and a lot of people go to the church, and that's the same sort of vibe with the big cars. There's something about getting out your car, literally straight into the shop doorway. Maybe it's a gangster thing, I'm not sure, but the people I see do it are usually cool. Rusholme, if you're ever in Manchester and you're trying to get from one end of Rusholme to the other during Eid, it's easier to walk around because you wouldn't want to pull near these cars. It's Lamborghinis and Beamers and Mercs, Mercedes and everything's. Yeah, it's like when Bill Burr refers to the Arabs in London in their Lamborghinis, it's similar to that. It's just trains of 200 grand cars. A lot of these fellas, that's what they do, don't they? You know, the wife's at home, there's not a lot going on. Just pimp a car and go out and meet the mates. Over here we have boy races as well, which is funny. I used to do security near a big shopping mall, and the car park there was filled with boy racers, usually from about 6 o'clock till about 12 o'clock. But the good thing is they were all dead polite. None of them drank because they were all paying. Well, everybody was paying through the nose for insurance and car tax and stuff like that. So even though it looked rowdy, it was really, really nice. And the same with the church, like around there on Sunday. Don't know. It's weird appearances, but no, the murders in Chicago, I always look at that, because they always go to ABC News, and that's the live shooting network. I don't know if it's classed as entertainment. I think it is actually probably one of the only channels which is classed as real news, 86 ABC News. And seems 80% of their shootings is always in Chicago. And their live stuff is scary as well, so... No, I don't know. But, you're going to end up in dodgy areas, Ab, and especially you, because I think you'd look out of place, even over here in Manchester, which is the rich multicultural centre it is. I do, if I take a wrong road or a wrong street. But the good thing is I got a big gob, so most people ignore me. Most. So where are we? Let's have a look at what news is going on then. So we've got the shooting in Amsterdam. Let's have a look. Okay, so the Utrecht shooting. 3 people confirmed dead after gunman launches attack. Oh, 3 people died after the shooting on a tram in the Netherlands. This has been confirmed. Mayor Van Zanin said the death toll has increased after the gunman's rush hour attack. He also said 9 others are hurt. Officers, including an anti-terror unit, have been deployed. Remember, deployed means explain. So officers have been sent out to explain to the scene following the incident. At the 24th of October. What's that? It's from years ago. Why is that saying that there? There's a shooting in Amsterdam live as we speak. So, no, this is the same. Utrecht tram shooting, 3 killed. Gunman opened fire inside a tram. And the Dutch city of Utrecht police have known the suspect in the case and released a picture of him. So, it looks like a white fella, a big nose. He likes travelling on buses. So, if you see this man, don't ask him for his gun, I suppose. That's all the same. At least 3 dead. Died. 9 are wounded following the shooting, according to Utrecht Mayor. Okay, so I'm just sat here, fakeologist.com. I'm looking at the shooting that's happened. I made a mistake earlier, I read the date wrong. It is from 4 hours ago. But, yeah, this is funny because you always get witnesses, and witnesses are weird. You can never rely on witnesses because some of them see planes. We said, should I read the witness? No, I'm not going to read the witness. It's probably not going to help. Anyway, apparently there's 3 people dead. This could just be someone shooting people. Okay. Well, we've got far right links to this Christchurch, New Zealand, HRDPA. So let's see. The authorities in Europe are working to establish whether the man suspected of carrying out. Wait, suspected? Okay. Carrying out the most deadly attack in New Zealand's history had any links to far-right groups on the continent. Well, I don't think you need to go anywhere to establish that, am I? You know, all you got to do is watch the news, and pretty much if you pay attention to it, you're going to end up radicalised. So, you know, far-right, does that mean you want to kill people? Because if you want to kill people, then I'm as far to the left as you can be. So, let's have a look. Right, so none of this is going to help. This is for people looking into. I'm not even going to read this. I put the link in Ecologist General. It's The Guardian. And, I can't be bothered with it. Oh, abstracting. This is going to be speculation at the first bit. And then the Christchurch stuff is going to be the usual. I've just gone over it. Far right identitarian movement. I'm going to click on that because I've never heard that word before. So this could be me learning live. Domestic intelligence agency begin monitoring the elements of anti-immigration party. Okay. No, I don't want to cook it. Germany's domestic intelligence agencies begin monitoring the elements of anti-immigrant alternative for Germany, the AfD, placing particular focus on Björn Höcke. A nationalist agitator considered one of the driving forces. Right, so he'd be the same as that. When we've got over here, okay. It's just unilateral. What's with it? Stress, yes. Yeah, control burden.
Any more news on Amsterdam?
Nothing. We've got a hearsay of weird stuff. For people saying, I heard gunshots, and then someone running off. So, and you know what it's like in the first hours of anything. But, apparently 3 people are dead and 9 injured. It did say 9.
9 is a good number. We love 9.
Yeah, but I put the link in general there. That was it. It keeps the ripple going, doesn't it? It keeps the ripple, the air in the paper. This could just be a drugs deal gone wrong. And the moment you put a policeman there with a balaclava on, he's preventing people from terrorism. And with it being Amsterdam, if you say you're on the lookout for someone brown, someone brown with a gun, why is this?
To everybody.
There you go. As you know, in Europe, they get the sun, so most people are brown. It's great. I actually go brown in the sun. Oh, God. Days of the sun. The irony is on its way up, I've been told.
We're getting more sun here now.
Yeah, it was bright today, first day. left the house 10 to 6 and bright, so lovely. Yep, so the ripple's still going. There'll probably be a, like you were talking about Chicago, I always, in fact, I'm going to click on it now, I'll find it, 6ABC News, and it's just live shootings, 6ABC.com, it's just American shootings, and it's always Chicago, like you say, always, always, I'm going to put that in general, just below it, and I look at it many a time, because a lot of the shootings happen in, oh, there you go, front page, it's actually the Netherlands shooting. But, yeah, a lot of them happen in car parks to strangers pulling over for pizza. Yeah, I'm just having a look here. There's not many from any from Chicago today. So the Chicago thing as well, they always mention the areas in Chicago instead of saying Chicago, so obviously I'd have to go into it, but there's always shootings in Chicago.
Yes, so we're told. Dave J said it's a hoax, but I'm not sure he's right.
No, I believe, you know, in rundown areas with drugs, you do get gangs.
Well, that's how business works. The only way you can get rid of your competition is to kill them. When it's an illegal business, you can't go to the cops and say, hey, this guy's stealing my customers or whatever.
No, over here we just have a longer boss lifespan. Usually it's around about 15 years, and then they get hit. So, you know, then the gangs squabble between them. But then we have a trial for a couple of years, and then that trial, you know, then they start fingering who the new one is in the paper, and that's it. Then it goes quiet for a bit until he's hit. And it's the circle of life, man.
Yeah. What else have I posted on fakeologist.com? Can you take a peek for me? Because I'm.
I can because I'm on my smartphone, starting in front of my smart Fire. Yeah, you were like, it took me ages, mate, right. But I didn't want to get one.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're not inherently evil. They're just extremely distracting.
I don't have monolithophobia or anything. It was just I was happy with the size of the small iPhone 4 I had.
Oh, I just right.
I was really happy with that.
The batteries go bad or people drop them and then the whole machine gone. You can't really fix it. It's a circuit board made in China.
Well, I tell you what, fix it. The battery on this is amazing. I had no idea. The fact that the battery lasts for as long as it does and charges fast and literally, you know, it's brilliant. You can muck about with it on 3% for an hour. The novelty.
For that great, for that much time, like some people, you don't go out on the road for hours because that'll kill your battery fast.
Well, I was going to say that I had this on charge 2 days ago, and I'm out the house 12 hours, but I never listen, I don't use it for phone calls anyway. So that eats up a lot of the power. But the novelty and out of how long it lasted, I would have got one earlier just to see. I had no idea that batteries were so good now.
Okay, I don't think they're that much better, but I don't know. Mine is always charging. I have a wireless charger, so it's always charging. We're at the mount of the charger.
Isn't that going to cause you to grow a vagina or something?
I don't think so. I think I'm okay for that. Okay, so you can't see.
Right, I'm on Fakeologist anyway. Right, here we go. All tagging, right. HRDPAR. So it's tagging, hashtag, HRDPAR.
Right.
And you already have a like. And I think that's Evil Edna. Well, I know the picture's Evil Edna, so we'll just...
No, is it?
Hmm.
Gotta get Evil on the audio chats.
Yeah. Don't think I've ever spoke to him, unless he's used his voice changer and talked to me. In Greece.
Right. Did you talk to Frostbite?
No, I came in, and he was on mute, but he was bright red, and he was ignoring me, so...
The logging channel.
Can
you see the log channel?
I certainly can.
You're a moderator, I think you can.
Trying my best. Yes, I can. We've got Frostbite.
It says Frostbite left the server.
Yeah, I kicked him to wake him up. I didn't ban him or anything, just kicked him out of the room, if you know what I mean.
But you kicked him off the whole channel.
I don't think so, did I?
No, when you kick him, you kick him right out of the ecologist Discord.
Oh, right, so how do you get someone just to leave the room then?
You could just move him.
But
if
where
you
to?
Kicked them, you kicked them right off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Move them somewhere else. Oh. You can't log someone out of the audio. They have. They can only. They can do it. You kick them right off the channel.
Right. Well, I didn't ban him, so that wasn't
right
the reason.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ban him though. Yeah, that's all right. I was worried then. No, I pressed kick, thinking kicked him out of the room. Is that why Phil's not been back?
You banned Phil?
No. Phil's verified. I'm just thinking, is that why he's not been back out of the channel? I think he was in the channel one day.
I can't speak.
He's mucking around. Yeah, he's mucking around again. Keep getting lots of people playing.
Very few people get banned from the audio. Or from the Fakeologist Discord server.
No,
and by the way, if you're listening,
Fakeologist
website is a separate login. You have to create another login. And I'm not sure why people can't read, but if you register at Fakeologist.com, you have to wait till I verify you. Don't try and log in right away because you won't work. You have to wait till you write me an email saying who you are, Fakeologist-wise. And then it'll take 24 to 48 hours to approve you. So when you create a login, you have to wait.
There you go.
See the email. You have to send me an email. Because if you don't, you're a bot, as far as I'm concerned. Bots
don't
send emails.
Forget about that. Yeah, do you get a bot? Can a bot come into the general? Because I've seen some weird conversations.
I'm not talking about Discord. I'm talking about fakeologist.com.
Right. No. Yeah. So did you get many emails?
No, I get 10 registrations and one email. So 9 registrations get deleted. After I delete them after a couple of weeks. But none of them can be used to log in until you send me an email.
Mm. There you go. You overrun a competition. So send an email, get your name in.
The only reason you register is so you can comment. Start forum topics. That's why you register. Otherwise, you can just read. You can't write.
Yeah, that's one of the things that annoys me about Clues Forum. Sometimes you just bits that you can't, you know.
What's happening?
It'd be nice.
Forum?
I don't know. Happening? I know Sean's got his eye on it, but he's got individual.
Without Simon and Hoy, there's nothing going on. That's what's going on. Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know this Sacred Cow Slayer guy. Almost every one of his posts is thanks for posting. There's just no material there. It's just mindless chatter. And the latest Clues Chronicles was on sex, teaching sex to your children. Guys, you guys are way off topic. I'm sorry. I'm not, and I listened to it. It was mind-numbing.
Oh, do you know what? I swapped phones and I never put in Clues Chronicles. I probably won't listen to that.
Well, you can. You know, your brain will go numb. And the next one's going to be on Dr. Morse, who I think is a fruitarian. Guys, you're way off topic. Way off topic. I know I get off topic here and there, but let me bring it back to 9/11.
I use that as my watermark. There's always
Dr.
something
Paul,
to...
Somebody, I forget the name now. Apparently on No Agenda Show, they said that there's an intelligence operation called 36th Parallel, which is Auckland, New Zealand. And there's an American there who's in charge, who's the director of it. It's Dr. Paul somebody, I forget his name. Anyway, he's the one that said this is New Zealand's 9/11, this New Zealand mosque thing. And he's obviously a spook. Maybe he was there to help direct the Psy Opera. I still like that word, Psy Opera. It is an opera.
It is a wonderful word. It is. I call them artistocrats. You decide, but it is a show. It's a show for us.
It's a show. So the Psy Opera, and he was, I don't know if you can find him, but he was going on about...
Give me his name again.
Oh, I have to look it up when I'm driving. It's Dr. Paul somebody. But look up 36th Parallel Institute in Auckland, New Zealand. He's the director of it. You'll be able to see his name under the About tab. Just Google Google that and then find his name and then Google his name and type 9/11. It'll bring up his little article.
Oh, I can see in there. Yeah, direct to the 36th parallel. Comments.
Yeah, interesting name for a. I guess it's a think tank.
Yeah, well, the fact that you say in New Zealand's 9/11,
obviously
we know it's a trip. Yeah, Abdul just brought his thing up there.
Yeah, there were drills that day or the day before.
Yeah, Rick told us.
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, these are all characteristics of an HRDPAR, guys. Come on, get with the program. It's not hard to understand. Don't have to look for too many clues. That's a big one.
Shooting in there. Let's see. So New Zealand 9/11 shooting.
Yeah, you'll find.
Use the old tool. Yeah, going to tool past 24 hours. Ashton shoots Australian homes raid. Yep, 9/1. Yep. So there you go.
There you go. I'm on the link. I'll post that maybe on fakeologist.com because mostly I post 9/11 links on fakeologist.com because it all comes down to that for this century.
Yeah, we had a bit of respect played by the doing the hacker in respect of the flowers. You know, the New Zealand football team. So it was a stroke of respect.
What are they doing?
You know when they come out and bang their arms and it's meant to be a war dance and all that. So we've already had the.
I never saw that. Is that what they do before a football game?
Yeah, quite scary. Now we've got but we've got more on this story here. So already it's there. You know, Christchurch shootings, mosque attack. Who are the victims? How the attack unfolded? The role social media played, New Zealand's gun laws in detail.
Oh, yeah. I want to comment on what the No Agenda show said. There was some talk about some of the things that were raised, the memes, they call them memes that were raised, is that not everyone should have access to Facebook live streaming. So they want to just allow certain people to have Facebook live streaming because they said the shooter used Facebook live streaming or some live stream. I don't know which service. Also, not everyone should be able to have a blog and post their crap. That's another thing that came out of this. So, No Agenda was musing that there will be licensing.
What about, I come up with auto-donate, because I heard Frank say he's not an auto-hoaxer, but he's not even looking into this because he knows it's going to be a hoax. And I was just thinking, auto-donate, you know, you're going to get that. Or they've just auto-donated out your money there. You've donated money to the... Well, and then it'll be like, what don't you want to give money to these things? You know, and it'll be done as I don't know, there'll be something going on. We'll get a special day. It's a big show up, like you say. So what this No Agenda, what was the most, I don't understand how you can listen to them.
I like it. I got to listen to somebody. They do a good mainstream deconstruction.
I know what you mean.
HRDPAR deniers, they deny it. They go out of their way to say this was real. They say John said there are real events, there are false flags, there are hoaxes. But this was definitely a false flag, is what they said. They always go with the Patsy angle. So they always say it's real. Pretty much, but they always say there's a Patsy, a Lee Harvey Oswald, who was, they just found a stupid guy, and they gave him all these attributes, writes manifesto, shoots it up, creates a gun with all kinds of old, I don't know what they are, atrocities or old things from history that divided the countries. I don't even know what half the things that the guy, we're told, painted on his... Or I don't know how he got them on.
Yeah, you don't want the generation on the either side forgetting, you know, because remember, kids forget with the memory hole. This computer, that's the backlash for this. They're not remembering the animosity. They're meant to remember, you know.
Yeah.
They're meant to be at war, you know. That's why IRA's dying out.
I forgot about that. They want a license block. So. You know, the day is coming when fakeologist.com, you won't be able to find it. And there'll be registration for me. I'll probably have to give my left nut to get a website. Believe me, the day's coming. I know that's fear-mongering, but I can see that happening.
Yeah.
In my lifetime.
Yeah, of course it will.
So then we'll have to go back to newsletters where you'll have to send away, if there's still a post office, mail your address with a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll just send you a newsletter with information on paper through the post office.
Or they'll neatly breed into your other hate.
Oh, we can go back to email. We can go back to email. You know, before websites, there was email servers. I can publish a newsletter. Fakeologist.com, it'll just be an email. We can go back to that. It's not as sexy, but it's still information.
Yeah, I think it's more of a way of thinking. And it's just nice pumping it at people who think that way.
I can't get a website.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I think I'll go out on the streets and just give people hugs and then whisper in their ears, you know, if the internet does go down. I don't know.
Well, the
internet's way
people, not going to go down. It's just going to be overregulated. They're just going to regulate the hell out of it.
Advertising will be.
The United Nations registrar, so all websites have to go through the United Nations. I'm guessing, though, if you have my IP address for the website, you could just go directly. I guess. I don't know. Maybe you can't. Because I know my IP is. I'd have to get my own IP. But then again, to get your own IP, you probably have to go through a registrar.
Probably. Yeah. Everything gets listened to. Checks, double checks. You know, there's going to be words, numbers, alarm bells that set people off. Yeah. Obviously, before any of these events happen, these places are going to be monitored big time before, during, and after.
Those are the memes. Those are the memes, by the way. Like I said, those are the memes. Registration of no live streaming for the average schmuck. It'll be, that's on Slavebook, though. There's no way they can stop live streaming on different servers. There's all kinds of ways to live stream. In fact, I was live streaming.
So they don't want to stop the crime. They just don't want you talking about it.
Yeah, that's the other great thing.
I'll film it.
You can't have it marketing. Okay, don't share the video. That's the worst thing you can say to someone if you don't want it to be shared. Don't share it.
Yeah.
Or someone will say to me, can I tell you a secret? You know what I always say to them? Or they say, sorry, can you keep a secret? You know what I always say to them? No, well, I can't. Don't tell me if you don't want me to share it. Because I can't keep a secret. Sorry. So anytime you threaten or warn people, don't share it. Don't talk about it. But the opposite is what happens. Conversion.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it quiet. Okay.
They wanted the New Zealand hoax mosque video shared.
Yeah, well, it's like drinking barium and knowing which part of your body needs whatever fucking doing to it. The video's out there. Do you know the algorithm attached to it? WordPress obviously picked up on it. 48 hours, though. That about should have been faster than that, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always stuff you can read out of it. You can say, so it was left up there for 48 hours more. But the people monitoring this place would have seen that the video went up, because the person in monitoring would have jumped through all the hoops, sent you an email, blah, 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 gone, you know, commented of losing it. None of us are idiots. That's why I'm a fakeologist, you know. Just it's fun. It's fun as well, seeing how many stages you get in.
It depends.
It's 2019, so there's not much football. There's no big football events. So I can see Europe being a hotbed for but the backlash of this now. I think we're going gang style. Not Gangnam style, gang style. I think we're going to have young gangs running around in the streets again.
Well, in Europe?
Mm. Yeah. Just directing whatever.
Yeah, apparently North Americans are going to need to register to travel in Europe now. Some new rule. That came up during the Boeing 737, the plane crash, HRDPAR. They put that legislation through last week. So now we have to register and pay a fee if we want to go to Europe, including England, I think. Have you heard about that?
No, but it makes sense. It doesn't make sense. It's for your own safety. Just in case, it's for insurance, just in case you come over here and you go missing. They don't care about us. Yeah.
No, I'm wondering if the English have to pay if you want to go to Europe. You have to pay a traveler's fee. Look that up. You're on the computer, look that one up.
I don't know, we don't have a traveler's fee as such. I mean, there's probably something which is, you know,
look
attached
it up for
to
North Americans if you're on a computer.
Right, so what am I typing? Go on.
Well, actually, go to A Play. See if there's a YouTube. A Play. Americans need European travel registration. Something like that. See what comes up.
Right, let's go to commands. Right. A Play. Right, so we'll put American, European.
Yeah, EU, I guess.
Travel.
Registration.
Okay. If this brings us up, we need to make this A Player moderator.
Yeah, yeah. Something should come up.
Something's cool there. Starting in 2021.
Friday, that it will require a visa for Americans traveling to Europe as of 2021. U.S. nationals crossing the pond will need a passport and a credit or debit card to apply for a European Travel Information and Authorization System permit that will allow them to visit Europe for less than 90 days. Previously, Americans had been exempt from visa requirements when traveling to EU nations. The European system is similar to the electronic system for travel authorization system the United States uses for countries in the visa waiver program, which covers all European Union countries except for Cyprus, Poland, Croatia, Bulgaria, and Romania.
Oh, so they're just doing a reverse. Okay, yeah. So there you go. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes. Thank you, Arcane.
Arcane. See, this is the beauty of Arcane. We can add commentary to our audio chats now. So there you go. So it worked the other way. So this is just reciprocity. So
yes.
Now the Europeans are punching back. Because it's probably the American system. Probably the Americans... They probably came up with it. That's my guess.
Yeah, well, in order to keep breathing, you know, he's squeezing on, but you need pressure on both sides. This is it now. It'll be blood backwards and forwards. Yeah. Registered.
And I always hear that is Poland in the EU?
I think there was some talk about them not being in it, and then they were in it for 8 years at the start.
Yeah.
So I'm unsure now. I think they have been in it.
The Polacks need a visa to come to America. Anyone in the EU is excluded, except those countries you mentioned.
Yeah, I think for some reason they were in it and then left. But everywhere else, I mean, it's quite easy to travel. I've worked with Slovakians, every nation.
Getting back to Arcane has really enhanced the audio chat. Anyone who comes in here, use the Arcane player to enhance your audio with some news clips. It can be a news clip show just like the No Agenda show. It's a lot easier to do a show when you have clips, by the way. More interesting too.
Yeah. Well, you have to try and work it so that it plays a clip and then
talk about it.
It depends what the clip is, doesn't it? Can it just do something that if you use the type anything, moon landing, it just bring it up.
Up whatever is at the top of the pops for YouTube, I'm guessing. I don't know how algo works.
Algo, you see, there's that technical stuff. Algorithm. There's O'Hallan. O'Hallan, he was the kindred spirit for technical stuff. What's happened to him?
He's in Korea. South Korea. Yeah. Remember he was telling me he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
He came back
to America. Too many lizards, man. Too many lizards and reptiles.
Maybe he was getting worried about North Korea for the 500 millionth time. That soap opera is hilarious. So it goes back and forth. First there's peace, then there's no peace. First there's peace, no peace. Peace, no peace. It's comical. If anyone buys into that, they must be crazy.
Yeah.
Starting up the nukes. Getting rid of the nukes, starting up the nukes. Stop testing, start testing. Every other week, it's the opposite. It's comical. It's completely stupid.
Yeah, keeping your head spin. They call it flip-flopping now, so you can flip-flop two or three times on something before that's actually set. People are always, no, have another revolt. There's always a sanction or an amnesty somewhere along the line. I'm waiting for the day when America and Russia have the same lead-off with the same name. Not the same lead-off, just two different leaders with the same name. And then you'll see it just used slightly different. against, oh, look, oh, look, and, you know, doublespeak, it's coming. We're nearly there with Putin and Trump, Jesus. It's like Buzz Lightyear and fucking Woody the doll. Yeah, it is. It's a laugh. But Arcane, play whatever you want. Come in. Play a bit of September Clues.
I don't want to play too much music because people don't like me. But you, whatever I like, someone else doesn't like. I don't want 10 minutes of music on this thing because it'll just... This is for clips. I don't want someone to play a whole album on the audio chat. That'll wreck everything.
Is there a way of just Arcane playing something that you've set up? You know, if you was to just leave a...
No, I don't want. I just don't want music. Nobody, everyone can play their own music.
No, I don't mean you. I don't mean your music. I mean if you was to type in fake, you know, play Fakeologist audio.
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I think it just goes to YouTube and makes a good guess. That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Tricky. Anyway, look, I'm gonna have to leave you up because there's a few things I have to do.
Yeah, I'm working too. Nice chatting with you. This has been fun.
And you, my mate. No, yeah, I'm glad we could work.
I was going to try to do an hour, but I can't. I just can't do it right now. I think my schedule's changing this week, though, for the summer. We'll have to see. I want to get an hour and get the audios back. Every time someone makes a nice donation like Elizabeth, it motivates me.
You go guilty.
I hate to say it, yeah. But, you see, that's why I don't have a membership site. Because I don't want to be, I don't want to have to do it, see? Yeah. If I charge someone every month, then I really have to do it, and I don't have that commitment level yet. So I'm sticking to donations, random donations, or the $1.19 a month, because that to me is just that's just a hat tip.
Yeah, but I mean,
fantastic. But those nice big donations, that's also fantastic. That's more fantastic. But I just don't want a membership model because I can't. I can't guarantee I'll do much more than I'm doing.
No, but do you know what I love listening to as well? And seeing as you've got Arcane now, right? Yeah, this would be good because what you could do is you could actually find an audio that you've listened to, right?
Yeah.
Get that going. Turn it down. Actually emphasize what you're talking about. Wait for the bit that you know you're going for and stuff like that. So you could say, "Fetzer, listen to this."
Oh, I know.
No, but you know when you. You know what I'm saying there? It's about pointing holes in different people. Because there's some out there, and they're still listening to
I can always play clips. I can play clips. Mm. Yeah, nobody wants to listen to 10 minutes or an hour of a show just for 5 minutes of a clip. I can make my own clips, but that just takes time. That takes a lot of time, by the way, to clip it and put it in order. So that for every hour of audio, there's probably 2 hours of production. That's why I'm not lately.
What I'm saying is, if someone's listened to it, you know, they can come here and say, "Look, it's the Jim Fetzer show," and they can say, "Blah," and just, you know, find it. Because then once you find it, that's it. Then it's in there. You know what I mean? You say, "Listen to this one," and you can say, "What," you know, whatever it is. But I just find it funny how people. I'm going to go back now and see what some of these people are saying about this New Zealand shooting. Because no one's been talking about fake shootings or anything like that for a long time now. So, you know, I'm surprised you found that one fella.
That was the only one that YouTube left. And YouTube has all kinds of warnings. I think they left him up because he's black and Islamic. And they don't want to discriminate towards that type of individual. And he wasn't really saying much. He's really rambling all over the place. But they did put a huge warning on the screen. Graphic warning. You can't thumbs up. You can't comment. You can't do anything. They really make it almost useless. But they did leave him up.
Yeah, well, guys, put a post in there.
He's rambling all over the place, that guy.
Yeah, if you fit the bill, though. No. I've just shut everything down. I've only got Discord open, but I've just got Gaia here, and he's put the first HRDPAR drill in 15 years in a major city in the Netherlands today. Someone shoots three people on a tram, and
the first one that shoots in 15 years. What's the last one? PIM 410.
10 4 10. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's listening anyway.
Pim Fortin. He was going to be the leader of the right-wing party, and he was assassinated in the street, allegedly. Was he the last...
Was...
Pim Fortin.
Pim Fortin. Nice.
Yeah, no, that was... his name. Pim and Fortin.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it right. I'm not Dutch. I bet you Gaia can say it.
Yes. Yeah, well, hopefully. I hope he's listening there anyway. But, Leah, like I say, but, you know, come in, Gaia. Explain yourself. Yeah, I'll tell you what. He might not.
All right.
I'm just going to tell him to come in. Because he might not be aware that we're in here. So, there you go. Put him live. If he does come in, there you go.
All right. I got to go anyway myself.
Yeah. But, no, it'd be nice if he can, because there's lots of reports in Dutch on this shooting, and, you know, different witness reports in Dutch. So maybe you could shed a bit of light on that.
Live
anyway.
Commentary, the live audio chat, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And he could use Arcane. Anyway, look, I'll leave as well, so hopefully he's been listening and he can take you up on your offer, or I'll tell him to do something. As long as he doesn't shout at me. Keep shouting at me. All right, my mate. Well, you take care. Yeah. Drive safe.
All the best. Thanks.
See you, pal.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what did you hear me say? You know the difference it makes. What did you hear me say? Yeah, I said it's fine before, but I don't think so no more. I said it's fine before, I've changed my mind, I take it back, erase and rewind, 'cause I've been changing my mind, I've changed my mind. So, where did you see me go? It's not the right way, you know. Where did you see me go? No, it's not that I don't know. I just don't want it to grow. It's not that I don't know. I've changed my mind. I've taken it back. Erase and rewind. That is Erase and Rewind by the Cardigans. Now, some of you guys listening know why this film, or why this particular song is significant. But many of you are thinking, man, what the hell is this song? What's the point of all of this? Have you seen the film, The 13th Floor? The 13th Floor. Have you seen this film? Let's look it up. The 13th Floor. Let's have a look right now. This is John Lamont coming to you on the 19th of March 2019. Let's look up The 13th Floor here at fakeologist.com. The 13th Floor is a 1999 neo-noir science fiction crime thriller film written and directed by Joseph Rusnak and produced by Roland Emmerich. It is loosely based upon Simulacrum 3, a novel by Daniel F. Gluey, and a remake of the German film World on a Wire. The film stars Craig Bierko, Gretchen Mol, Armin Mueller-Stahl, Vincent D'Onofrio, who some of you guys will know from his appearances in, was it NYPD? Let's look that up. Vincent D'Onofrio, very well known. NYPD, yep, that's the one. So Vincent D'Onofrio and Dennis Haysbert. In 2000, The 13th Floor was nominated for the Saturn Award for Best Science Fiction Film, but lost to The Matrix. So there you go, that's The 13th Floor. And so the song Erase Rewind is from the soundtrack to The 13th Floor. If you haven't seen The 13th Floor, I recommend you go and check it out. It's a fantastic film. I use the plot line of that film as an analogy to what I call the history hoax. If you go and look for the primary sources of ancient Egypt, ancient Crete, ancient Rome, ancient China, all of these things, they're all fake, man. The Vikings, all of this, it's all fake. It's not real. Everything you've been told about ancient history is a lie. It's fake. It's not real. If you want to believe it's real, that's cool. That's fine. It's no problem, man. But for those of you who try and base your opinions on evidence, guess what? There is none. For ancient China, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, it's all fake, man. All of this stuff has been invented in the last 200 years. I know it sounds hard to believe. Like, what? They've made up all of our history in the last 200 years? Yeah, I know it sounds hard to believe, but that's what's happened. Whether you like it or not, that's what's happened. Or at least that's what the evidence says when you go looking for it. No, we've got experts, man. We've got history experts, historians. Okay, yeah, great, man. Like, you believe whatever you want, but have you looked for the evidence? No, you haven't. Because when you do look for the evidence, you will come to the same conclusion as me. Ancient history is an obvious hoax. And so when you see the 13th floor, you'll understand the analogy I make between looking for the primary sources of history and seeing the wireframe mesh. Well, anyway, very long story short, give me a second. I have to take a swig of my little, what is this, tiger beer? Good stuff, tiger beer, all right. Yes, yeah, so anyway, get this, man. Let me share with you guys here at fakeologist.com a story. So, the film The 13th Floor, I use this as an analogy for the history hoax. In this film, what happens is the main guy of the story, the protagonist, he's told by a letter what you have to do to understand what's going on is take a trip to Tucson. Get in a car, go on the highway or on the road to Tucson, and don't stop. Don't stop when there's no other people around. Don't stop when there's road signs saying to stop. Fuck all that shit. Just keep going. Drive to Tucson, Arizona. That's what you have to do. So the character in the film, that's what he does, man. Or at least that's what he wants to do. But in fact, someone's beaten to the punch. Vincent D'Onofrio beaten to the punch. Vincent D'Onofrio's character explains what happened. He's like, man, I got that letter, so I followed the instructions. I did what it said. I drove to Tucson. I got to a position where there was no one else out there, man. I was on the road all by myself, man. I was going past road signs saying stop. I didn't stop. I followed the letter's explanation. Kept doing it. And there was no one else left. It was just me. No one else was left on the roads, man. I was all alone. I kept driving. And what I found shook me to the core of my miserable soul. And so what he found in the film was the wireframe mesh. Reality is bullshit, man. It doesn't go on the way that we're told it goes on. The same way that history. We're told that history goes back thousands of years. Yeah, try and prove that, man. Try and prove it. Go on. Set aside a few hours and trace back the primary sources of ancient Greece, ancient China, ancient Japan. Go on, try it. I dare you. Wireframe mesh, bro. You've been convinced that humans have been here for thousands or millions of years, and you believe that? That's fine. But what if you want to check that? What if you want to check that there's evidence for that? What you're going to find is there is no evidence, man. This reality we're in is so different to what most people believe. Even most so-called awake people are oblivious, man. And you can check this for yourself. Set aside some time and trace through the sources of history. Oh, we think we know what Herodotus said. Herodotus, the grandfather of history. We think we know what he said. Okay, great. What's your source? Track that down. Find that. Check their sources. Just do this for a few steps. It will take a few hours, but do this. 1800s. Maybe the 1700s, if you're lucky, man. That's as far back as this goes. I know that sounds crazy. Prove me wrong. I dare you. Set aside the time. You won't. Most people will never set aside time to check this stuff. But if you do, bro, 1700s. People come back to me. They send emails. They jump on Discord, have a chat. They're like, Joe B, what the fuck, man? Holy shit, it goes back to the 1800s. I'm like, yeah, I know. Why aren't more people talking about this? Great question, man. Because people don't research, man. People are too busy, yeah? inverted comma, B-U-S-Y, inverted comma, they're too busy. Fine, that's cool, man. But if you are too busy to check the sources, don't you come to me and tell me, oh, Shelby, you've got to be wrong about this. There must be. Don't fucking waste my time, man. You put your time and come back to me with your evidence. And if you do that, you'll find the same thing as me. A wireframe mesh. This is all bullshit, man. You think you're living in 2019? 201988? You believe that, do you? You believe that. Why? Hmm? You think you're here 2,000 years after Jesus? You believe that? Why? Why? You haven't checked it. No, you haven't. If you do check it, you realize it's bullshit, man. We're living in a bullshit reality. It's all bullshit, man. And that is not a bad thing. This is a wonderland, man. You, whoever you are, listening to this around the world at fakeologist.com, you have been born into a wonderland, my friend. A wonderland. This is an amazing time to be alive. It's not what we were told, but it is amazing. I can promise you that. But if you are not willing to put the time and effort in to check the sources, then you'll never understand, man. This is not 2019. That's bullshit. Man, I'm living here in Thailand now. I'm staying here in Thailand for a little bit. Here in Thailand, it's like 2,550. Different calendar here, different timeline. Supposedly here it's 2,500-something. That's bullshit, too. But the point is, man, in Thailand it's 2,500. In your country it's 2,019. They're all make-believe, man. How much time have you spent checking to see, well, why did I say that? If you check this, you will see wireframe mesh. It's all bullshit, man. This whole reality that we're in, bullshit, man. It's all bullshit. And that is not a bad thing, okay? Not a bad thing. It's actually, man, we're living in a wonderland. I feel blessed. Now that I know what I know, it's like, man, this is a blessing, man. Everything I thought I knew was bullshit. What a blessing. This is like a wonderland. But if you come to me and say, oh, JLB, no, man, history is real, and there used to be these ancient Chinese building walls. Fuck off. What's your evidence, man? Show me your evidence. You haven't got any, and you know it. Take the time to check the sources, and you'll come to the same conclusion as me. So anyway, putting all that aside, so there's a film called The 13th Floor, and I was very blessed that one of the members of JohnLeBond.com aware me of this film. She said, her name is Mezzy, by the way, she said, JLB, I think you'll like this film. And I was like, okay, I'll go and watch it. I loved it. I won't spoil it for you, but if you haven't seen The 13th Floor, go and check it out. It's an amazing film. It's terrific. Anyway, I used that film as my analogy for the history hoax. If you take the time to check the sources, you will see that history is a hoax. It doesn't go back more than a couple hundred years tops. No one's checking this stuff. This reality is not what we believe that it is. In that film, the man is told, just go for a drive, don't stop, just drive, 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 you'll see. To me, that drive is analogous to checking the sources. Oh, you've got an encyclopedia, do you? And your encyclopedia says that Herodotus is the father of history and he lived 2,000 years ago. That's great, man. What are the sources? Yeah. Oh, they've got a translation of his works. Great. Have you checked the translation? Let's do that. Let's go and check the translation. Oh, the translation claim they got their copies from somebody else. Okay, let's go and find their copies, man. Let's just go through the process of checking the sources. That is analogous to driving to Tucson. And what you'll find if you do this, the sources don't go back more than a couple hundred years.
Oh, JLB, mate. JLB, you're going too far, mate. There's got to be sources.
Maybe there is, man. Go on, go and check. Have you checked? No, you haven't. No one does. That's the whole point. In the film, The 13th Floor, no one drives to Tucson, man. The letter says, you'll find nobody there. The signs will stop you, but keep going. And what happens when you drive? You find the wireframe mesh. That's what I've found with history. It's bullshit, man. There's no evidence that humans have been here for more than a couple hundred years. I know how crazy that sounds. Same as in the film. That guy goes and sees the wireframe mesh. He comes back. Hey, guys, man. Drive to Tucson, there's nothing there. We live in an artificial reality that doesn't go that far. It's all fake. No one's going to listen to him. They don't care. They're busy living their lives. The vast majority of humans who you deal with, they don't give a shit, man. They're just living their lives, man. They wake up, go for breakfast, go to work, pick the kids up,
have a beer, watch footy, go to bed. They don't give a shit, man. Who do you think's checking this stuff? Nobody other than people like me. That's what's going on here. History doesn't go back more than a couple hundred years, and if you believe otherwise, hey, please, man, johnabon.com, johnabon123@gmail.com. Send me your evidence. Yeah, I've been talking about this topic for several years now. Every single person who's tried this, who's taken a trip to Tucson, I'll prove that you'll be wrong, mate. I'll prove him wrong, mate. Tucson's real. I'll drive there. They come back to me and say, hey, bro, it's a wireframe mesh. I'm like, yeah, I know. And they're like, bro, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, bro, I don't know. What the fuck is going on? This is crazy shit, man. I was raised to believe there's ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, ancient China. Look, I just took it for granted. There's no evidence, man. What the fuck is going on? I don't know. I wish I could give you answers. I can't. Let me just take a little swig of my tiger beer, by the way. Every single person, man. Every single person who has tried this for themselves, they've chosen a character or an epoch or a civilization and checked the sources. Every single one has come back to me either via Discord server, Skype, or email, or comment on my website, and said, bro, holy shit, you're right. Not in those exact words. Some of them literally use the words holy shit. I like that. But others are like, bro, I tried this, man. You're right. I couldn't. There's no sources more than a couple hundred years. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know. This reality is artificial. So anyway, a few months ago, probably the middle of last year, August of 2018, I was interviewed by Greg Carwood of the High Side Chats. And of course, the High Side Chats is a big podcast in the conspiracy culture, in what I call the ACT realm, ACT, Alternative Conspiracy Truth, the ACT realm, the conspiracy culture. He's big, man. Greg Carwood's big in this scene. And he contacted me and said, would you like to do an interview about the history hoax? I'm like, absolutely, man, that'd be awesome. That'd be fantastic. In that interview, I spoke about the analogy between the history hoax and the 13th floor. And the analogy is almost nobody tries to drive to Tucson. But if you do, if you try and check the source of history, you'll find it doesn't go back more than a couple of hundred years. And so I use that film as a centerpiece of my analogy, of my explanation of, man, this whole reality that we're living in terms of history, is completely make-believe and no one's checking, only some of us know this stuff. So The 13th Floor is a very important film for me as an individual. I love the film. I think it's great. Thank you very much, Mizzy from Victoria, for awaring me of it. But it, not just that, as on a personal level, but like in terms of my website, following that interview on the High Side Chats, my website grew maybe 20 members or something like this. And then from there it grew further. So that interview was very important for me running a website. And then as a person, I'm now living, well, not living, but I'm traveling through Thailand and then next Malaysia and all these kinds of things. Like I'm living my dream, my goal. And how long this lasts, we don't know. But for now, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's largely possible, made possible by the success that followed that interview with Greg Carwood of the High Side Chats. So anyway, to cut a very long story short, a couple of nights ago, I was out getting dinner at a local small restaurant. Like in here in Phuket, Thailand, there's upmarket restaurants, then there's smaller restaurants, then there's shack restaurants, then there's people selling food from their bicycles, basically. There's a place near me that does very good food for 60 baht, man. 60 baht is $3 Aussie. It's like $2, I don't know, $2.20, $2.40 American, man. You get a good meal, yeah. So I go in there. There's a Russian guy there who I had met at a different place several nights previous. Hold on, here's that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
That is Ab of Fakeologist.com. If you're not currently supporting Ab financially, ask yourself why, man. A one-off $20 donation, you will never... Like, what are you going to do with that anyway? Trust me, you will forget it. Or a monthly $1.19 subscription is nothing. Imagine if 100 people signed up at $1.19. You will never notice that money, man. 100 people, he can use that money
take his wife out to a nice dinner. His wife's like, Tim, why you do this crazy conspiracy stuff? Honey, this is paying for a nice dinner once a month. It'd be awesome, bro. So if you're not currently a member or a subscriber of Fakeologist.com, ask yourself why. Like, why not? Well, you can't afford $1.19 a month. You can't afford $11.19 a month. Come on, man. What Abby's doing here at Fakeologist.com is unprecedented, unparalleled. It's fantastic. And he's helping all of us. So if you are a subscriber of John LeBon or of Fakeologist.com, credit to you. I've sent through my contributions in the past. I feel good about it. If you have helped Ab, you should feel good about it. Whoever you are around the world, if you have helped Ab, you should feel good right now because you've done something good. If you haven't helped Ab, man, it's easy to fix. Just go to Fakeologist.com, find a little donate button. Just send him some cash, man. Just send him some cash. He doesn't need it. He's got a job and whatever, but show your support. Trust me, as someone who does this work myself, it means a lot. Go and help out Ab at Fakeologist.com. You'll feel good. The benefit is you will, trust me, once you do it, the next time you walk around, you'll be like, man, I'm a good person, because you are. People who support good people are good people. People who don't support good people, you're shit, you're fucked. That's the reality. So getting back to what I was talking about, yeah, so the 13th Floor, very important film for me, and so important that I use it as an analogy when I was doing a big interview that helped my website and all this kind of thing. Anyway, a couple of nights ago, I was out getting dinner at a cheap place near me, and there's this guy who's like, hey, John! And I'm like, and I knew that I knew this guy, but his name didn't come to me straight away. But eventually it did. This is a Russian guy, man. Phuket is full of Russian people, full of them. And I'm like, Oleg, Oleg. All right, so we start chatting, blah, blah, blah. To cut a very long story short, this guy I'd met a few nights before at a different place, having drinks, having fun, blah, blah, blah. But this night he was there with his wife, his friend, and his friend's wife, the four of them. They're like, have a seat, man. I'm like, well, I don't want to impose, man. You guys are, the four of you, like, you're having fun. All four of them are like, no, man, sit down, have a drink, all right, whatever. So I sit down, and we're all having fun, whatever. To cut a very long story short, several hours later, it's just me and this particular Russian fellow. And we're back at my place, having a few drinks, just having fun, talking shit. It's great. It's fantastic. And anyway, I'd say to him, bro, put your music on. Whatever you listen to, just put it on. Let's listen. So a few Russian songs come on. Anyway, we're not logged into my YouTube account. We're not logged into... There's no reason why YouTube should play my songs. The next song that comes on is Erase Rewind by The Cardigans, a song that I was singing at the start of this particular little audio chat, which is the end music for The 13th Floor. Okay, so the end music, if you watch the film The 13th Floor, once the film concludes, the conclusion track is Erase Rewind by The Cardigans. Who are The Cardigans? They're a Swedish band who are mostly well known for their song Loveful, you know, love me, say that you love me. I can't care about anything but you. You know this song, it was huge, man, it was huge back 20 years ago. That's what they're known for, but they also had a track called Erase Rewind, which was on the soundtrack of The 13th Floor. So last night, when that comes on for no reason, man, no reason, I'm like, what the fuck? What? Why? Why is this coming on? Now, knowing what I know about Sync, I'm like, well, I think I know why this is coming on. There's something bigger than me going on. But whatever. So anyway, so I had a great night with Oleg, and it was cool. So he goes home, I sleep. The next day, I go back and do my usual routine, blah, blah, blah. And I get a text message from Maddie V from Phuket. Hey, bro, come down for St. Patrick's Day, down to Caron Beach, which is about 30 minutes walk for me, 30 minutes walk for St. Patrick's Day. And me being a raging alcoholic, I'm like, sure, I'll come down there. So when I finished doing my stuff, I wrapped up here, had a shower, went down to the beach. So anyway, we're chatting, blah, blah, blah. Maddie and his friend have to go because it's late. They've got other things to attend to, whatever. There's a Swedish couple near me who are waiting for the Chelsea versus Everton EPL match. Me personally, man, I don't give a shit about the EPL. It's awesome, I love it. It's fantastic quality football, but I've got no preference in who wins. That's the problem. But I'm chatting with these Swedish people, and they're awesome, bro. They're about mid-20s. So they were cool to talk to, very good English. And we're just chatting, so we had a few beers and a couple of smokes, watching the game, and this dude, for some reason, he follows Chelsea, I don't know why, but okay, so for this game, I'm supporting Chelsea, I guess, it's great. No problems. So now we're sitting there chatting, the game finishes, and now we can sort of just have a proper chat. We're not focused on the game, we're focused on chatting, and it turns out there's people there from Sweden, but they live in Norway, and we're just chatting about all kinds of things. And the music, by the way, we're at an Aussie bar. I'm not proud of it, but we're at an Aussie bar. All over Phuket, and I'm sure the rest of the world, there are these Aussie bars. Yeah, they have all Aussie paraphernalia, play Aussie sports and stuff, whatever. So we're sitting in an Aussie bar, and Aussie music comes on. You know, stuff like AC/DC, Highway to Hell, and the Choir Boys' Run to Paradise. And both of those songs, without getting tangential, both of those songs are pretty full on for me. And I'm like, do you even know these songs? They're like, no, I never heard them, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to guess the next song that comes on? After Highway to Hell by AC/DC and Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys, both Aussie songs. Highway to Hell and Run to Paradise. Bro, I'm a 31-year-old Aussie dude in Phuket. Highway to Hell, Run to Paradise, holy shit. And I'm sitting there chatting with these Swedish people who've only just met. Do you want to guess what song comes on next? No Word of a Lie, Erase Rewind by the Cardigans. I'm like, what the fuck? Remember the night before, I was chatting with some Russian guy, and yes, it was my laptop, but I wasn't logged into YouTube. I wasn't even logged into my usual browser. It was completely removed from me. Erase Rewind comes on. And you're like, oh, well, Joey, maybe you watched that video and cookies on your browser. No, bro, I don't look that song up. And we weren't even logged into my browser. It was completely random, as far as I can tell. The Razor Wine with the Russian. The next night, I'm hanging out with Swedish people at an Aussie bar. Aussie music. A Razor Wine. And, of course, Cardigans are Swedish. So I'm sitting there with Swedish. Aussie songs come on, we're at an Aussie bar, and then all of a sudden, Erase Rewind by the car. What the fuck? Now listen, and remember, this is the song that's on the soundtrack of the film that I use as an analogy for History Hoax, which was a huge part of how this website, johnlebon.com, of my online business, became successful enough for me to go overseas in the first place. Now, if someone comes to me, and they say, JLB, it's just a coincidence. Give me a second. If in your mind this is all a coincidence, that's cool. Maybe it is, I don't know. Sure, why not? But there's a lot of people out there who have experienced their own version of this. I've shared my version with you tonight here at fakeologist.com. But many of you have experienced something like this, and many of you know that there's something bigger going on. What that thing is, I don't know. What's the purpose? I don't know. Why are we here? I don't know. What's the meaning? I could give you stories, but they're just stories. I can't tell you for sure what the hell the point of all this is. I don't know. It's a mystery to me. It's exciting. But the point is, man, there's something going on. There's, in my mind now, it's just freaking obvious, man. There's something going on. So when the song came online, I was just, what the fuck? I went to the guy who runs that bar. I was like, let's just call him Frederick. I went and found the guy who runs it, but I'm like, Frederick, who's in charge of the music here? Who's in charge of the music here, bro? Unfortunately, at the time, he was himself very inebriated, and he said, he's like, bro, I'm smashed. I can't give you a coherent answer, was basically what he said. I'm paraphrasing. And that's cool. So I don't know who the hell was in charge of the music that night at his place. But again, let me point out, when I was here drinking with my little Russian friend here on my place on the balcony, I wasn't logged into my YouTube. And even if I was, I don't watch that song on my YouTube. Wasn't it recommended? It's freaking random on the service level. But that could be a coincidence. But then the very next night, man, I'm out at an Aussie bar. Highway to Hell, AC/DC. Run to Paradise, the Choir Boys. Erase Rewind by the Cardigans. What the fuck is going on? I don't know. I think there is something going on there. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you guys here at fakeologist.com. It is 2:20 in the morning. I have to go to bed, so I'm going to wrap it up right now. But let me say a huge thanks to Ab of fakeologist.com for operating this website. And a huge thanks to all of you who have supported Ab over the last few years. I know that Ab doesn't do this for the money. He's got a full-time job and a family. This is his hobby, I get that. But as someone who does this kind of work, I also know how much it changes what you do and how you feel about it when people support it. So to every one of you out there who have supported fakeologist.com, $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever you've done, thanks to all of you as well. And for those of you who haven't done that yet, guys, what's 10, 20 bucks? It's nothing, man. Help Ab, support him, show him that you care, send some money through, which I've done, and I will do again. And to Ab, if you listen to this, man, thank you very much for providing this service that you do for free. It is phenomenal. It's fantastic, and I really appreciate it. So on the 19th of March, 2019, John the Bond signing off at 20 in the morning, and I've been talking about a Raise Rewind. If I could embed that song right now, I would, but I don't know how to, so we'll wrap it up there. Erase Rewind by the Cardigans. John the Bond, 19 March 2019, coming to you from Phuket, Thailand. Huge thanks to all of my supporters at johnthebond.com and to all of the supporters at fakeologist.com. And until next time, you guys, take care of yourselves.
Hello, everybody. This is Soetic Blue now from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.